This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer. We are now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga, 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 chugga uphill. Puffin' and a chuggin', you know the engine will reach that summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clap, clickety clickety clap, clickety clickety. Yeah! Hey, here we are again at KLLG and the Bipolar Express, and Mike is back. Oh, if you hear the cough every now and then, he's over it, but it's still tickling his throat.
Okay, Mike, it's a little tight, that's all.
Hey, hello, train singer. Hello, Greg. Hello, Mike, how are you?
Hello.
There he is. See, he's really here. It's not just me talking to myself.
I've still got most of my lung.
Oh, what? Your lung? Oh, my God. Ooh, that's a low, one lung. One lung sounds like some kind of Chinese thing. No, never mind. I'm getting sidetracked. Hey, uh-oh, that's awful. You don't want to derail now. Hey, do you remember last week, Greg? We were talking about train singers, the fantasy entertainment restaurant, and how we had our own stage there. Oh, man. Yes, and how we would have had to have won the lottery in order to afford something like that. Yeah, but, you know, if I were, if I were to win a lottery ticket, or I buy a lottery ticket, that's what I got to do first. But if I were to win and win big, you know what? I would make that dream come true. I really would. And so it comes down to I thought of being that fantasy stage was really fun. It seemed real, like, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
But I say out there, hold on to your dreams. You know, fantasy can be more fun than the real thing. Buy a ticket, Greg. Out the door, once more. Now I'm sitting all alone. I take my rag, I wipe the shag, brush the paper from the floor, sweepstake ticket. You're so clean. Won't you help me make the scene?
That's right.
So many times you go away, all alone to face your day. I know woman, she's so fine, and I know that she's mine. Not my woman, not my baby. Sweepstake together, so clean. Won't you help me make the scene? Come on, come on. Sweepstake together, so clean. Said to me, this is free. There is no guarantee.
I know the lady. Call her Lucky, Lady Luck. And she wonders when she'll have to pay. That's right, pay. I found a penny. I make a wish. Oh, there's nothing you want to change. Yeah. A sweepstake ticket. Oh, won't you help me make the scene? Come on, 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 help me make the scene. Woo! Sweepstake ticket, so clean, won't you help me make the scene? Yeah, but Gregory, remember, you gotta buy a ticket. I mean, well, maybe I will. Have you ever bought a sweepstake ticket, Mike, a lottery ticket or anything?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, have you done it very often? Not often.
No, not often.
I did it once and that was enough. Help me make the scene now. You know, what exactly is the scene? You know, I guess the scene must be where it's at, right? The scene.
Scene of the crime.
So in other words, it's just kind of a, could be good, could be bad.
Good
it's
scene.
Just a scene. As far as I'm concerned, that leaves me with too many questions. So many questions come from answers that we hear today. Are we seeking a warm and peaceful place to stay? Is there a new life waiting, shining when we pass away? Or oblivion? Father, mother, why do we have to go this way? Is love the only word we have to say? And is living the price we have to pay for oblivion? There have been many who feel that they have heard the call. Did he die to save his people, one and all, from oblivion? Father, mother, Why do we have to go this way? Is love the only word we have to say? Is living the price we have to pay for oblivion? I guess we're just going to have to wait and see on that one. Oblivion, or maybe there's a paradise. Or, I tell you what. Two bombs. Terrorist bomb. Here is a bomb. It is made of words. Read it, and it goes off in your head and blows you away. Boom! I woke up this morning to find I had exploded all over the world. I was blown to bits. I was scattered over the world in small pieces. Where I used to be was a big empty hole that fairly reeked of peace past understanding. I could no longer say I existed, yet I wasn't exactly dead. I had become myriad. Each small piece of me had regenerated into another whole me. And each whole me was stuck to some part of the world like gum or snot. So now, when the world wiggles, every last bit of me wiggles in unison. Albert Saijo, I just love this guy. This is KLLGLP, 97.9 FM, Willits, California. And yes, I'm here with Greg Schindel, the train singer, on the Bipolar Express. Well, let's play something, Greg. Okay. I love to rise and face that morning sun when it comes shining through the trees. I want to sing, I want to dance, and I want to fall on my knees. I feel those warming rays and the light upon my face. That's as close as I can get to amazing grace. Yeah. Good morning, good evening, good day, good night. Good morning, good evening, good day, good night. Well, I turn my back to that warning sun just to watch my shadow move. Makes me think I know how I can finally prove someone really is standing here just dancing in the light. I turn around to see the face, but woo, the sun's too bright. Hold me closely, gently, draw me to your face. Breathe the breath of life while we embrace. Take us to a place where we can watch the break of day. Sing our songs of love and our hearts will fly away. Oh, good morning, good evening, good day, good night. Good morning, good evening, good day, good night. The evening sky can take your breath away, like some unexpected gift just for getting through your day.
And when the moon and the evening star come shining through the trees, I want to sing, I want to dance, I want to fall on my knees. Whoa, good morning, good evening, good day, good night. Morning, good evening, good day, good night. So I lift my eyes to the night sky, stars in their array, thrilled to the meteors and their dazzling display. The Big Dipper on my left and Orion to my right, I face the east and greet the dawn as she steals away the night. Hold me closely and gently and draw me to your face. I'll breathe the breath of life while we embrace. Oh, take us to a place where we can watch the break of day. Sing our songs of love in our hearts. We'll fly away. Oh, good morning. Good evening. Good day. Good night. Good night. Good night. Yeah, there go all the days and the nights into our new year we roll. You know, the mountains in the Midwest and in the East Coast right now, they are covered with, yes, you guessed it, snow in the mountains. And it'll be a while before the spring crocus push their color up through the melting snow. Whereas here in California, I've seen it. It's out there. Few Californians can tell the tale of the state and how it used to be. How the land was settled and put up for sale. What is left and what is there to see? Highways spread like veins across the land, and stores and houses fan out side by side, yeah. You can drive to mountain snows or desert sand, cruise out to the beach just for the ride. Winter grass grow green in California. You can see the velvet on the hill. Oh, the old ones, they whisper from the fallen leaves. Coyotes sing when the woods are still. Stumps and slashing fields replace moss tall trees. Mud flows in the rivers every year, but fragrance of the hills carry on the breeze. Oh, dove and hawk live out with the deer. Winter grass grows green in California. Oh, yes, there's gold in them thar hills, and there's strength out on the land where the spirit can be filled. Oh, winter grass grow green in California. Yes, oh, there's gold in them thar hills, and the old ones whisper from the fallen leaves. Coyotes sing when the woods are still. Yes, winter grass grow green in California. That's right, and there it is out there. There's some brand new narcissus just came up in one of the barrels in our yard. Oh, the fragrance of the flowers. I have to say, I'm really looking forward to spring. And I'm going to take this guitar off for a second and pick up another one. Oh, you brought another one? Yes, I did.
Are you talking to me, Greg? Yes, I am, Train. I am.
I'm just trying to make sure that you don't forget that I'm, like here just because I'm changing guitars and rattling around the studio, right, Mike?
Correct.
But Mike is here. Look, I'm bumping. That's my guitar bumping into the studio. And by the way,
it's all music.
It is. But you could really help us out at KLLG.org. Send some money or come in here and see what's going on in your radio station. A lot of this, everything was built by volunteer labor here, and it's wonderful and all, and improvements are definitely in the works for this station. But it's up to us. It's up to this town to do this. Anyway, enough of that. No, it isn't. There's not enough of that. I mean, but I'll stop anyway. So, but what a place California once was. What a beautiful place Mendocino still is. I'm glad I live here. I'm sure Mike is happy he's found this place for his call home. What a thing it is to say this is where I live. Big thing. But once it was teeming with wildlife, grizzly bears and salmon in all the rivers and just undisturbed oceans and clear air and amazing harmony for thousands of years. But in the 1850s, it's apparent that, especially after the gold rush out here in the West, settlers determined to exploit all natural resources as fast as possible. You know, the old timers, by the way, back in the 1850s, were heard to say, California, the glory is now over. How the old 49ers, they used to sigh if you spoke in praise of the wildflowers around the bay. For they rode the same districts when there were no roads between San Francisco and San Jose, where the horses wallowed and galloped through oceans of floral splendor. California, California, the glory is now over. The silver salmon swam in all clear streams and could be speared with ease by wading to your knees. In search of treasure, men gathered round, sluiced the rivers brown for the gold they found. And the Sacramento River became a last stronghold, where the fish were hunted just like the gold. Ah, California, California, ah, the glory is now over. Now in 1850, a man could not believe his eyes when he saw the mammoth trees reaching to the skies, with names like guardian and mother and son. Cutting was soon begun to prove their size to everyone. And at last, the noble monarch of the forest was forced to tremble and to fall. Oh, California, California, ah, the glory is now over. the Clear Lake Indians, once a very large band, were reduced to few before they found room to live on the fish and the waterfowl around the islands and the lakes, lagoons. And the only dread they seemed to have was that they would be sent away from their land, California, California. Ah, the glory is now over. Ah, the old 49ers, they used to sigh if you spoke in praise of the wildflowers around the bay. For they rode the same districts when there were no roads between San Francisco and San Jose. Mm-hmm. I'd say times have changed just slightly, but it's all due to what, Nuckleby say? It isn't because of our radio show. No, we're here for you. Yes, sharing what we want to share and doing what we want to do, right? Right? Yes, of course, of course. So I'm speaking for myself. But I still got to say, let's all be poisoned together. Who wants to be a lone survivor, Mike?
No. No fun in that.
Nah, it's an anecdotal diatribe, but still. Let's all be poisoned together. Who wants to be a lone survivor? Who wants to be alive if everyone else is dead? Ask any adolescents. They will tell you, the world's been latered. So why be organo-veggie? Organo-veggie, that's quite a word in itself. Veggies scream too when they're murdered. Should plants and animals be anesthetized before being harvested? Or shall we proceed immediately to the de novo molecular synthesis of food? Hey, why not braised beef, short ribs with carrots and herbs? Cardiac dysfunction is the preferred form of death among us, isn't it? And forget how the cow is slaughtered. Oh, geez. Those agribiz veggies under special lights look flawless. Maybe because every creature that might have, you know, might have eaten them, what is that? It's poison dead. Forget it. Eat. We desire to be fooled about residual poisons that won't wash off. But cancer smancer. What's the difference? So as long as you're healthy. Yes, let's eat. Our markets are well stocked, bright and clean. It's so sanitary. There's not even toilets in a lot of them for the consumer. No urine or feces around this store that way. No, no. Hey, come, let's poison ourselves together. Who wants to be a lone survivor? But this water in this glass? Hey, are you mad at me? And are you offering me this water to insult me? This dirty water in a clean glass that smells bad and tastes worse? Drink it. It's 100% safe. 9 out of 10 doctors recommend it. Hey, the noxious and toxic adulterants have been neutralized by other less noxious and toxic adulterants. You don't want to know about it. Hey, trust us, you don't. Take it with a twist of lime and stir with a sprig of mint. Be organic. Hey, what have we done with this elemental juice, this ace molecule of life? I want my water to taste like water running over granite. when I kneel down to drink it in high mountains. I want ancient water out of deep tap. I want water out of faucet to pour into glass, like shortfall in clear brook, then pond still in glass to crystal. And I want the water cold so it makes glass frost. But my friend, let's be realistic. Let's take the horse by the tail and look the issue squarely in the face. Agreed. The water is barely palatable. And balance that against the benefits of modern technology. In fact, I propose a toast. A toast with this, you must admit, almost clean water. Here's to science, majority rule, and the benefits of modern technology. One time, knock it back. Why, that wasn't too bad, was it? My friends, let's poison ourselves together. Who wants to be a lone survivor? And by the way, why be clean air freak? Why live in view of ocean with nothing human upwind across 3,000 miles of water, with winds always delivering air that is lambent, clear, and marine if Chernobyl goes blam and we feel like puking and our hair falls out and we feel sick to the very marrow of our bones while air remains lambent, clear, and marine? Ah, this too perishable fruit dumped into the dumpster. Yes, let's poison ourselves together. Who wants to be a lone survivor? My friend, you may be right, but let's consider the problem under the aspects of eternity. The universe can't be polluted. Such pollution as we generate will burn off on the last day. We are only fouling our own nest, Earth, a strictly local affair. We are like our cousin, the mountain gorilla, who also defecates in nest. Puzzling, but no big deal. That's who we are. So, let's poison ourselves together. Who wants to be a lone survivor? And finally, who wants pure, unpoisoned mentality? If poison mentality is majority Tao, I embrace this desecration of animal called civilization. Hermits can't be popular. And who on earth wants not to suffer if on earth suffering is general as gravity? Who needs enlightenment? This bastard death that only makes suffering exquisite? Who wants to be guru if everyone else is chela? Let's be ignorant together as we are. Born free, then poisoned, then frozen. Together. Let's be poisoned together. Who wants to be a lone survivor? I'd say Albert Saijo really tells it like it is sometimes. Although I'm not sure I want to hear it. Hey, I'm going to put down this guitar and pick up another one. Wow, I just had this one. I like it a lot. It's beat up like me, but it sounds fine. All right. I'm going to kind of get on a water jag. And if you could let me know when we have about 10 minutes or so, because I can tell I overwrote this program, much to my delight. Thank you. watching the blown leaves up in the bending tree, diving from the high cliffs and sailing down to the beach. See the light, be the light, feel the sound. Take a drink of it, sweet water. Look out your window pane. Put water on the willow, going with the grain. Woo! Mama's little baby, asleep in the grass. Sit yourself down, pick up your glass. Take a drink of sweet water. Look out your window pane. Look. See that lady with the red dress on, lying on the couch. Ooh. Flashing eyes, smile upon her mouth. Huh. See the light, be the light, feel the sound. Take a drink, sweet water. Look out your window pane. Water on the willow, growing with the grain. Woo! Mama's little baby, sleep in the grass. Sit yourself down, pick up your glass and take a drink of sweet water. Look out your window pane. Woo! 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 Superfly, beat his head against the sky. Your drinking cup is filled, home behind the windowsill. See the light, be the light, feel the sound. Take a drink of sweet water. Look out your window pane. Pour water on the willow, growing with the grain. Woo! Mama's little baby, sleep in the grass. You sit yourself down, pick up your glass, take a drink of sweet water. Look out your window pane. Ooh, da 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 da. Take a drink of sweet water. Look out your window pane. Water on the willow, growing with the grain. Mama's little baby is asleep in the grass. Sit yourself down, pick up your glass, take a drink of sweet water. Look out your window pane. Whoop, 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 whoop. God, yes, out your window pane. Yeah, I remember there was some acid called window pane, but it's not the same thing. It's not. It's, oh, okay. When did you write that song? Hey, so I've got what? Ah, clear. Cool water. Clean air. Hey, imagine this, Mike. Los Angeles initially was known for its crystal clear air. Los wow. Angeles. That's the fact, so what can I say? Each night I face the barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Oh, Dan and I, roads burn dry, so the cry for water, water, cool water, clear water, water. Yeah. The nights are cool, I'm a fool, each star's a pool of water. And with the dawn, wake and yawn, carry on. For water, water, cool water, clear water, 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 water. I'll keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. Devil, not a man. spread the burning sand with water, water. Oh, Dan, can you see that big green tree? Water running free, waiting there for me and you. Now the shadows sway, they seem to say, tonight we pray for water, cool water. And way up there, hear our prayer and show us where. There's water, water, cool water, clear water, water, water. Keep on moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, who spreads the burning sand with water, water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where water's running free and waiting there for me and you? Water. Dan's feet are sore. There's one thing more he's craving for than water. Cool water. But him, I guess, he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water, water, cool water, clear water, 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 ah, cool water, clear water, 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 water. God, I'm getting so thirsty. Oh, and I didn't bring my... But guess what? You can have cool, clear, refreshing KLLG. LB in 97.9 FM. And where are we? Where are we? Why? we're in Willits. Oh, okay. Hey, it's nice to have you along on the Bipolar Express, all you listeners out there. I hear there's at least 50,000 of you that could be listening. And out of that 50,000, well, keep the feedback coming. Keep it coming. I'm waiting for your call. Anyway. So train. Greg, you did a nice job there. Yeah, okay, but hey, what's up in Trainland? Well, you can still catch me on that skunk train every Saturday through February. It leaves at 9:45, and if you're a local, show your ID, and it'll be cheap. Hey, I'm going to pick up my auto harp at this point. Yes. Oh, hello, Arno. Is that you? Hey, I don't want you to keep harping on that. Gregory. Stop talking. But if I stop talking, there'd be radio silence. Ah, yes. That might be a good thing for you, Greg. Oh, God, who's that? Was that you, Greg? No. People think you're not quite all there. Are they talking about the train singer, or are they talking about you, Gregory? You. I think it's the train singer. No, I... Well, you tell my... Sometimes my family just... mocks me from the other room. You know, they answers questions that I'm asking myself, and I don't know. This is the Bipolar Express, right? Sarah Cotta wrote this on the auto harp. Railroading on the Great Divide. Nothing around me but the Rockies and the sky. There you'll find me as the hero by railroading on the Great Divide. In 1916 I started to roam out in the west, no money, no home. I just drifted along with the tide, landed on Great Divide.
as I look out beyond the trees. Number three, she's coming the fastest on wheels. Across to Laramie, she glides with pride, rolling across the Great Divide. Ask any old timer from old Cheyenne, Wyoming railroad's the best in the land. A long steel rail and a short cross tie, I laid across the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide, nothing around me but the Rockies and pine. There you'll find me as years roll by, railroading on the Great Divide. Ah, ring old auto harp of mine. Now there's a long steel rail and a short cross tie. I laid across that Great Divide. Now, in view of a building of the Transcontinental Railroad, let me put this auto up over there. Okay, auto. Bit my guitar again. Yeah, thank you, Johnny. Johnny's in here handing me my stuff. We've got a lot of people serving us. Oh, thanks for the pizza. Wow. Well, we better eat it after the show. What do you say? Gregory, I'm in dreamland. And so are you. If you're listening to this radio right now, you are definitely in dreamland. You have nothing better to do than listen to the Bipolar Express. You're my kind of people. I go home and listen to it myself. I just love it. An hour of me, me, me. Yeah, in view of the building of the Transcontinental Railroad, I'd call it the Dreamline Express. That's right. Well, I'm a train singer. Let me tell you a story about the heartache and the glory. We'll build railroad across this land, through the high sierras, across great plains, and the desert sand. Yeah. A dream. Line Express. That's right. Woo-woo. Shh. Sound effects and everything. It was a union from the east and Central from the west. Atlantic to Pacific was the quest. Patty worked the railroad with not much pay. Laid 10 miles of track in just one day. And the Chinese laborers, who could blast through the high Sierras so the trains could pass, they set their dynamite charges from lowered baskets, easily becoming their wicker caskets on the dream, on the dream line thread. Hey, let's go across the plains with the buffalo. Herd so vast, the trains had to slow. From the open cars, the sportsmen shot at will to see how many they could kill. And as the bison fell, the men would yell and hoot, while their guns got so hot, they would no longer shoot. From the dream, oh, how the dream line is real. Promontory Summit, Utah, May 10, 1869. This country was united by a steel rail line. A golden spike was driven so the world would know you could ride the train from Boston through to San Francisco. On the dream line. History
of this country's written on the trains. The engines, the rail cars, all bear the names. Calling back the memory of the American dream of riding the rails in the days of steam. We got the Night Owl, the Black Hawk, the Lark, and the Shawnees, the Hiawathas and the Arrowhead and the Super Chief. And then, borne by tons of steel and blasts of steam, came the Pilgrim, the Pioneer, the Patriot, the National Dream. The Betsy Ross and the Minuteman and the Benjamin Franklin, the DeWitt Clinton and the Abraham Lincoln and the Washington Irving and the William Penn and the Empire Builder, Bostonian. And for streamlined speed and comfort all the way, you got the city of Portland, Denver, New Orleans, L.A. Ah, and all the streamlined dream trains that cross this land. Well, the city of San Francisco was most grand on the dream line. How we love to hear about the wrecks. Scalded firemen, engines on their necks. Derailed diesels and torn up tracks. And old engineer Brooks with his broken back. Casey Jones with his story grand crashed his train into the promised land. Engineer Steve Brody, similar story. Flew off still, Hal's trestle and into the glory. And when the brave engineer had sealed his fate, he said he'd meet his gal at the Golden Gate. Be the Prairie Queen, the Royal Palm, the FFE, or old 97. They all took life's railway straight to heaven on the Dreamland Rail. Let's go back to the hobos and the wind and the rain. When Utah Phillips was still hopping trains, and Hobo Bill in his jungle shack sharing a stew with a dog named Boomer Jack. Well, I remember when I was a child, I ran the ties, my heart beat wild. First I see the headlight and I know she's coming, and I hear the whistle blow and the diesel's brumming, and I count those cars as they rumble past, and I spy that little red caboose at last on the dream. Ah, the Dreamland is red. Now you board a train, you ride in style. You eat, you drink, you sleep mile after mile after mile. We take a commuter at the break of day and your laptop computer and work along the way. And some wheel-licking foamers buy their tickets with their passions ablaze. They board and ride a train for days and days and days on the dream, on the Dreamland Railroad. I'm train singer. Let me sing a song. You swing on a board and I will take you along. You fire up my boiler and make me shine. I'll take you for a ride on my dream. My dream, my dream. Oh. That's definitely an American dream, I gotta say. Hey, do we have 3 minutes or something like that left? How much? 5 minutes? Oh, goody. Well, then, hey, let's see if we can squeeze this in. You know, I began working on the tanning on that skunk rain over 30 years ago, and I was fortunate to have ridden with some of the exceptional train men, and most have been with the railroad at least 20 years when I started. All had their own fascinating stories to share, and one by one, they had retired, and many have passed away. Jim Baskins is still in the cab after 50 years on the CWR. I guess I'm second, still there at 30 years. Hey, one of these old-timers, I call him that. He published a couple of books, one about steam engines and one about life on the skunk train line. It's called Blowing Smoke Up the Noyo. Well, he had an accident on the line, and I was going to read you a little bit about this. I guess I'll bring it next week, but I really want to play the ballad of engineer Jerry Brooks when he crashed a train or was on a 108 train on the Willits Grade. Here we go, the ballad of Jerry Brooks. Engineer Brooks, riding old 45. Everybody says he's lucky he's alive. Riding fireman on a freight train back in 1969. He rolled up the summit on that Mendo main line. It was late at night, and the brakes began to fail. Down from the summit, that train commenced to sail. The frightened fireman tried to stop it, but to no avail. So he knew he had to jump before she left the rail. Ah, he landed on his feet, and he landed on his rump. And the train jumped the tracks, made a mighty bump. Yes, that landing broke some ribs and collapsed his spine. He was 6 foot when he jumped. Now he's 5 foot nine. He landed on his feet and he landed on his rump. And the train jumped the tracks, made a mighty bump. Oh, the landing broke his ribs and collapsed his spine. He was 6 foot when he jumped. Now he's 5 foot nine. And, you know, I'd written a couple of songs about the CWR, North Spur, and one day he had asked me, he said, why hadn't it written it for him? He handed me a slip of paper, and I recall his words, landed on my feet, landed on my rump. I was 6 foot when I jumped, and now I'm 5'9". I would like to tell some more story of him next week. And there's another one he probably heard about with Boomer Jack in that last tune, the Green Line Express. And he's also a local character here in Willits. And I want to bring Boomer Jack to you next week. As a matter of fact, don't forget, he's buried in our train yard. Remember, our history is our gold these days. And we can be rich with stories of the past right here in Mendocino. Hey, well, thanks, Train. You bet, Greg. Hey, I sure like your outfit, Train, especially your hat and your badge, you know. And instead of conductor or brakeman, you have your own train singer. Brass letters on your hat and everything. Hey, you know, Greg, I took it a while before I was able to get that uniform, you know. But, hey, everything in their time, you know. These little things that keep us waiting for the right time, you know. I've usually called those country girls, you know, and that's another tune. Hey, here we are. I want to get back to this. Whoa, well, guess where we are? We're riding on the bipolar express. Oh, yes, and I want to be with you next week with these incredible characters of our local history. And where's the station? KLLG LP 97.9 FM radio, radio, KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willits, California, na 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 na.